Amen. Well, Father, I just praise you and I thank you for making battle hungry warriors out of us, Lord. We thank you, Father, that we are all mighty warriors for you, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, for tonight being with us and listening to our prayers, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers too, because we know you're going to do it, because we have faith to believe that every time we open our mouth in prayer, it is done. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father. And Lord, I pray that everybody that comes in here tonight is sin free. And not only sin free, Lord, but has got their eyes and their ears focused on you, Lord. And by your leading, by the Spirit of God's leading. And I thank you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that when we open our mouths up tonight in prayer, that the devil stands up and takes listen and runs in fear, because we are mighty warriors for you, Father God. And all of us together with the faith that we have is putting the enemy to flight tonight. You're on notice, devil. You're not going to do what you want to do. We come against it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for getting us ready tonight. And I praise you, Father, for hearing our prayers and guiding us and leading us into these prayers, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hey, Andrew. Did you see the message on the deal, Andrew? On the chat? No.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Tonight, we're going to pray against the enemy's attempt to destroy Florida and the U.S. This melting hurricane that's coming in to Tampa, looks like. We're going to pray against that, and God's going to get the glory for it, because God's going to dissipate it. Not only that, there's 10 more hurricanes out there that they say are going to hit the whole U.S., all around the U.S., and cover the whole U.S. I believe this is that October surprise that they have been talking about on the news, on the, not the mainstream news, but the off-internet news. So we're going to pray tonight. We're going to praise God first. We're going to get in the Spirit of God, and pray in the Spirit for a while, and then we're going to voice our prayers. Has anybody got any questions about that? And I thought, if it's all right with everybody, that I would use Paul Wilbur's Jerusalem Arise. Do y'all, is that okay with everybody? To start out the first praise and worship. Is that okay, Andrew? Okay. Good deal. And I would ask, okay, thank you, Chuck. I'm sure we're going to have some more in here shortly. All right, let me get this shared. I'm sorry, I'm got to get it on here. Thank you.
smoke is driven away. So drive them away.
Let his enemies be scattered, and let them
your courts, O Lord, and they could flourish like the trees of Lebanon. Planted in the house of Adonai, there to live forevermore. La 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 la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la of Israel, Lord of all the sea, in the midst of us, He is mighty. Rejoice, rejoice, daughter of Zion, Shalom, Israel, sing, rejoice with all your heart, O Jerusalem. For the Lord your God in the midst of you,
mighty is His name.
Rejoicing over you, with songs of gladness, singing joyfully, He will save us. Rejoice, rejoice, daughter of Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Sing, rejoice with all your heart, O Jerusalem.
Roaming,
roaming, roaming, Balatium, Kaim, Israel. Sing, he bows in the foyer.
From the rising of the sun, the going down of the same, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Let's praise Adonai.
Every ocean roars to the Lord of hosts. praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun to the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing praise. Who is like Him? Lion and the Lamb, seated on the throne. Mountains bow down, every ocean roar, to the Lord of hosts, come praise Him. Praise Adonai. From the rising of the sun, till the end of every day, praise Adonai. All the nations of the earth, all the angels and the saints, sing
such a time as this. For the Lamb of God is in our midst. For the glory of the Lord has come. Filling everyone. We were born for such a time as this. For the Lamb of God is in our midst. You are crowned with many crowns. Yes, you are Mashiach. Every heart will bow. King of Israel, our praise will be your throne. Yeshua HaMashiach, and all the earth will know you're the King of Israel.
la la la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
For the glory of the Lord is here. For the Lion of the tribe is near. We have come for such a time as this. For the Lamb of God is in our midst.
You are crowned with many crowns, Yeshua HaMashiach. Every heart will bow to the King of Israel. What praise will be your throne, Yeshua HaMashiach.
The sound of thunder approaching. The Lion of the tribe of Judah is preparing to roar like never before. Can you hear it? When we worship, the Lion of Judah roars.
Well,
worship, Lion of Judah, roar. Strongholds crumble all around us at the presence of our
Praise God. He's in the camp. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We got the victory tonight. Praise God. I hope somebody else was getting excited as I was. Praise God, because I can feel the Lord all around us tonight. In Jesus' name. All right, let's pray for, where is she? Where did Debbie go? Well, I told her to wait. Anyway, in the name of Jesus, right now we come against that computer speaker. We command that speaker to work like it's supposed to so she can hear it and hear everything that's going on in Jesus' name. And I command you by the power and authority and the blood of Jesus to start working for her computer and never do it again in Jesus' name. And we bind that spirit that's trying to hinder her from listening in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that computer is completely healed. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Ooh, my, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you ready to go to war now? Thank you, Lord, me too. Praise God forevermore. Okay. For those of you who came in a little bit late, tonight we're going to battle against the enemy that's throwing these hurricanes at us. It's all deep state stuff that's coming against us. We're going to stop it by the power of God and our faith. And that's one of the first things that I always like to do is to praise and worship and to get in the Spirit of God before I go into battle. Don't have to, but I do like to. See, and I like to get everybody else situated and ready to do a little warfare here. So I'm going to start off with this Hurricane Milton. Lord, I thank you that your angels are out there right now shutting down all of the warfare devices they have out there to make this thing more than it needs, than it's going to be. In Jesus' name, we shut it down right now. We bind those things right now in the name of Jesus from working against us on Florida right there. Before that thing ever hits Florida, we declare and decree that thing to dissipate in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, it's not going to be any more than a little old shower in Jesus' name. And that's to your glory, Lord. That's to your glory. We take dominion over this storm. And we command it to be just a little bit of shower in Jesus' name. And we praise you and we glorify you, Father. Come down out of there right now in Jesus' name. Storm, you subside right now in Jesus' mighty name. You go down right now in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you for exposing the people that are doing this in Jesus' name. And not only exposing them, Lord, taking them down in the name of Jesus. And we praise you, Father. Glory be to God, and I thank you, Lord, it is done. It is done. This hurricane is gone in the name of Jesus. It's no longer considered a hurricane. And the weathermen are going to be scratching their heads and wondering what happened. Glory be to God. All right, anybody else want to pray? How many of you believe that God can do this? Everybody believe it? Amen. I do. Praise God. Joe believes it. I don't know about Barbara and Cheryl. Let's see. There comes Debbie.
Oh, I believe it. Amen.
Okay. Praise God. All right. All right. All right, Debbie, can you hear us? I know you can because we prayed for that.
Yes, it's opened up. Thank God.
Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. All right, we're praying against the hurricane right now.
And I heard, yeah, on my phone.
Okay. All right, anybody else want to pray? All right, Missy.
I want to declare some verses here. Jeremiah 50. Jeremiah 50, 14 at least. Set yourselves in array against Babylon round about, all ye that bend the bow. Shout at her, spare no arrows, for she hath sinned against the Lord. Shout against her round about. She has submitted herself. She has submitted herself. Her bulwarks are fallen. Their weapons are fallen in the name of Jesus. Her walls are thrown down, for it is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance upon her as she hath done unto her. Cut off the sower from Babylon. We cut off the sowing, these cloud seeding in the name of Jesus. We cut off every weapon of weather warfare in the name of Jesus. And him that handles the sickle in the time of harvest for the fear of the pressing sword, they shall turn everyone to his people and they shall flee everyone to his own land. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. The enemies defeated, deep states defeated, deep state Babylon's defeated. No weapon formed against this country of weather warfare will prosper. There you go.
That's right.
Will prosper in the name of Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, Jesus.
And the gates and plans of hell shall not prevail against this country in Jesus' name. We overcome every strategy of hell against this country in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, against the Christians in this country, in the name of Jesus. Every strategy of hell is exposed and brought to light right now in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father. We receive those plans of God for our lives, our thoughts and peace, the thoughts of peace in our life, and not evil to bring me to an expected end. No evil is gone in Jesus' name. We are delivered from every satanic trap that the enemy tries to set against us right now in Jesus' name. And we dissipate those storms out there against the USA and God's people in the South. And we command them to die right now in Jesus' name. We curse you, storms, in Jesus' name. And what we have cursed, God curses too. And we thank you, Father. It is done. Praise God forevermore. Go ahead, Julie.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God, you are almighty God. There is no one like you. You are victorious, and we are victorious in your name, just like you sent out a small army of Gideon. Gideon is army, Lord, and we are small, but we are mighty in your name, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that you have taken away all the authority of Satan and his kingdom. They have none, and you've given it to us in your name. And every name that is named shall bow their knee in the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you, Father, that there is no weapon formed against us in the path of this hurricane and all of their schemes and devices that will prosper against us or anybody else in whom they direct their weapons against, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for giving us the victory over them all. I speak confusion into their midst, fear into their midst, division into their midst, that they cannot communicate. Their weapons are already broken and dissembled in Jesus' name. By the angels, and I thank you, Lord, they have been sent out and they are doing the works that they've been called to do and commanded to do. And I thank you, Lord, that we will pay no mind to what fabrication they're doing with their radar system. We already know that hurricane is dismantled and destroyed in Jesus' name. And all the other ones out that they have lined up, We call it null and void. All of their works of darkness we command failure to in Jesus' name. And Lord, we lift up President Trump and his army, all the special operations, the alliance, the White Hats, the Red Hats, in unity to bring down the deep state in Jesus' name. And what man cannot do, your holy angels are already on it in Jesus' name, to dropping them, eliminating them, breaking their tools, taking them away in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it's done. We give you praise and glory, and that we're going to see all this manifest, Lord. And you're able to do more than we can ask or think, Lord. All you ask of us is to come with praise and thanksgiving and worship to you, Lord, because it's done. You said if we agree on earth, two or more is doing anything, is touching anything, Lord, it shall be done for us by our Father in heaven. We know it's your will, Lord, to bring this down because you told us to do it. We thank you, Lord, it's done. We praise you, Lord, for the victory over our enemy, Lord, that they are destroyed, they are conquered. In Jesus' name, command that Jericho wall to come down. Praise God. It is done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else want to pray? I break the power of every witchcraft curse spoken against this country in Jesus' name. I cast it down as null and void. And I thank you, Father, that you would stop that, those curses coming against this this country in Jesus' name, especially against your elect. And we praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. We release the whirlwind to scatter those that would conspire against this country in Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that there is confusion in their camp right now that has scattered them to the four winds of the earth. And we praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing right now, this moment, to get that storm not to be a storm anymore. It's just a little old bitty thing. And we thank you for it, Father. We praise you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise the Lord. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that you are drawing your people to yourself. You're drawing people to Jesus right now, and your people.
Yes.
People that take your name in the 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And Father, we're believing you, Lord, that you're doing that work in your people right now, that people are humbling themselves and crying out to you like never before. We thank you, Lord, for pouring out your grace and mercy on all of us, God, because none of us deserve this. Lord, but we already thank you that they are turning and they are calling on your name and asking you for help and asking you for mercy and like they've never prayed before, Lord. And I thank you for your protection around each and every one of our loved ones and all of your elect, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. You're awesome, God. We praise you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Yeah, go ahead, Busy.
The enemy may be taking counsel together, but it shall be brought to naught. We speak the word and it shall not stand, for God is with us. If God is with us, who can be against us? God is for us, who can be against us? We are more than conquerors through Christ who loved us, and nothing shall defeat us. In the mighty name of Jesus, all to the glory and honor and praise of you, Lord. We just praise you in it. We thank you, Lord, that your one angel can smite 185,000, and this is not too hard for you. Nothing is too hard for you, Lord. You're the God of heaven and earth, and we just praise you, Lord. You have spoken it all into being, and we thank you, Father, that our words are just as powerful as your words, and they shall be fulfilled, and the enemy is defeated. In Jesus' mighty name, we praise you and glorify you, give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We give a shout of praise, hallelujahs. Mighty, mighty is our God. Mighty is our God. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Praise you, Lord.
I praise you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. All right. Anybody else? All right. Let's do one thing. I want everybody to, we'll all do it together. You remember when Jesus stood up on the boat? Remember that? What did he say? He said, peace be still. We're all going to say, peace be still. And we're, Milton, peace be still. That's what we're going to say. Hurricane Milton, peace be still. You are no longer a hurricane. All right, one, two, three. Peace be still, Milton. You are no longer a hurricane. You're not even a small wind. In Jesus' name. And we praise you, Father, that it is done, that this thing has fallen. In Jesus' name. You are an awesome God, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb. You're worthy, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. In the world, we thank you for rounding up all of these outlaws that are doing these things and exposing them and putting them away in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that your people or your white hats are already on it and are rounding them up even as we speak in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that that thing is no longer a threat to Florida in the name of Jesus. Y'all believe that? I believe it with all my heart. Because I know what God can do. Y'all know what God can do? He can do anything. We ain't going to put him in a box, are we? Oh, he can't do that. Yes, he can. He made it. He can get rid of it. In Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that you're going to get rid of it. And you're going to be glorified because of it. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Yeah, Julie.
And Father, they're not going to turn that hurricane and take it up north either or anywhere else. We command that plan to cease in the name of Jesus. We call it null and void. Anything that they plan to try to detour it because of your holy name and our authority over the enemy. I thank you, Lord. They will not steer it anywhere else. It has already dissipated in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Missy. Or do you have your hand up, Debbie? Okay, go ahead. I'm going to let her go ahead, Missy.
I just wanted to say here in Psalm 149, Lord, we just bind, we bind the enemy with fetters of iron. We bind the kings with chains. We bind the enemy with fetters of iron, Lord. We execute upon them the judgment written, Lord God. We command all that to come forth, fulfill what we are praying in Jesus' name because you have given us that authority, God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Yes. Go ahead, Missy.
Now, anybody that knows this, sing this with me. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power. Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thine outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Great and mighty God. Great in counsel, mighty indeed. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Nothing is too difficult for thee. What things are impossible with man, all things are possible with God. We praise you, Lord. There's nothing too hard for you. Glory to God. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Josie says, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Glory be to the Lord. Praise God. And Cheryl says, broken weapons. All evil is thwarted in Jesus' name. The evil that they are trying to put on us will turn back to them and their workings. I know that Almighty God is doing it. He is our deliverer and protector in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for doing that. Lord, you're awesome. You are awesome. And Josie says, I rebuke you and I break your powers and I command you to die by fire. Praise you, Lord. Glory be to God. That's right. Praise be to God forevermore. All right. Anybody else? I thank you, Lord, that that thing is already a baby. It's not even a big wind. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you that tomorrow when we wake up, people are going to be amazed. What happened to it? What happened to it? God is what happened to it. That's what happened to it. Praise be to God that God's people got out and warred against that thing. Glory be to God. Woo, praise God forevermore. All right, anybody else? Well, that was taken care of. We got 10 more to go. Go ahead, Winnie. Or Chuck.
Hi. No, hi, it's Winnie. Me. Hi. I just wanted to share the little testimony that I shared at the meeting when that Hurricane Helene came through here. The Lord had woken me up at 3:33 in the morning, and I didn't know what for because I thought it was going to Florida. And so, I mean, of course, like, you know, I was believing that it wouldn't be so bad, but I just didn't know that it was coming over here. So anyway, I ended up falling back asleep at some point. And when I woke up, I realized that the storm had come here and the dams over here in Tennessee and in North Carolina broke and all that. So anyway, a little later on, I saw that the Nolichucky Dam, which is 2 hours from us, was about to burst and they were starting to evacuate people. And so I told Chuck, we should pray against this and ask the Lord for mercy because I know it's not quite near us. It's like 2 hours away, but that can, you know, affect so many other things and that would be terrible. So we began to war against it, me and Chuck, and we prayed. And the next morning I woke up and I got a notification that says the dam started to recede. And just by like a hair did not burst. So the Lord stopped the dam from bursting.
Praise
and
God.
So he can do that. Answering our little prayers, he will hear us about this hurricane.
Amen. Thank you, Father. So he hears all our prayers too, and it's gone. That thing is gone. Melting is melted. In Jesus' Amen. Name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Winnie. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb. All right. Who wants to start out on them 10 out there they got already started? 10 hurricanes to come against the U.S. all over. According to what David was telling me earlier. Go ahead, Julie.
Father, thank you, Lord, that you gave us authority over all of the power of the enemy. Nothing shall any wise hurt us. And Father, you've already put it in our hearts to command failure and to all of their weather warfare machines, their tools, their devices. So these storms that are out there that are meant to be hurricanes to come and do destruction, they are nothing. They are defeated. They have already dissipated in Jesus' name. They will not go past anywhere where they are right now. They're just going to vanish into thin air, just like smoke. Just like smoke, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing. They're null and void in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, Amen. That these demon-possessed people are working through for Satan and his kingdom, they're bound in Jesus' name. Their hands Amen. And arms are bound in Jesus' name, and everything that they touch is failure in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the tools that they have already been neutralized and they can't use them. The angels have been told to do this, and I thank you, Lord, that it's done.
It is done. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. We break and divide every demonic confederacy against this nation in the name of Jesus. Every one of them are broken right now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for your protection upon Donald Trump and all of the people that surrounds him too. And also General Smith and all of his bunch too. And Colonel Kurtz and all of his bunch. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. We loose confusion into every demonic confederacy directed against the life of this nation in Jesus and the church, the true church in Jesus' name. And we praise you for it, Father, for your protection upon them. And we thank you, Lord, for dividing and scattering the enemy throughout the whole world in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Anybody else? Where's Chuck at? Chuck, are you listening?
Let me get him. He went to the bathroom for a second.
Okay, well, he can wait. That's all right. Just, I'd like for him to pray, too.
Yeah, I'll call him.
Okay. Thank you. All right, anybody else? Hey, Joe, would you like to pray?
Amen. Lord, thank you for the time with my family. Thank you, Lord. We all agree for the tools or machinery or whatever we use, Lord, to be broken. They cannot use any other hurricane or things against them. American, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for protecting your people, your righteous Lord. You're always good. You're always magnificent. Because you're a mighty God. We trust in you. Because you are our Father. You're always looking after your Son. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for what was, it is, good to come. Thank you for looking forward over destroying the happy faces we're going to see on all the people's faces. And it's, all this has gone down in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We praise you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. David was telling me that they have out in the ocean, he's seeing these white globes that I don't know how they're out there or anything. That's all I heard him talking about was the white globe. And these are the things that they use from the satellites to direct the energy toward the hurricanes. And so we need to come against that in the name of Jesus right now. We shut those things down right now. You are broken. You are gone. We send the angels out there right now to shut them off in Jesus' name. The ones that affect these hurricanes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that they are shut down right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. All right. Go ahead, Julie.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father, that your plan and purpose will be fulfilled. And we know your plan and purpose is to anoint the man-child, first fruits, these reformers and your bride to go forth with the gospel, Lord. Nothing's going to stand in the way of the man-child ministry. Cast Satan down from his high places up there. Lord, he's cast down and he will not prevail against what you want to do with your man-child and your bride. And that many, 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 many lives will be changed and saved and come into your kingdom. So I thank you, Lord, that every plan of the deep state is null and void, and they're not going to succeed in any of the things that they do anymore. They've been found out, Lord. They're not going to try to destroy all these lands anymore. They're not going to steal these lands anymore to destroy them, to kill humanity, annihilate us, Lord. And just as Esther prayed for her people, Lord, because Haman wanted to destroy, annihilate the people, Lord. That's just not going to happen. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, that your plan and purposes will prevail against all what the enemy wants to do, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for preparing all of us, Lord, and giving us all these practical experiences and trials and of our warfare, Lord, to make us better and stronger and more resilient to the enemy. And we thank you, Lord, for strengthening us and giving us wisdom above and beyond our enemy, Lord, to defeat them, whether it be our flesh or Satan's kingdom and what we're doing right now, Lord, that you get all the glory because we can't do it of ourselves. And we thank you, Lord, for doing this for us. You go before us in victory, Lord. And faith is a victory that overcomes the world. And I thank you, Lord, for giving us all boldness of faith in everything that we pray and everything that we ask of you and everything that we command the angels to do, Lord. We know that our prayers are heard and answered and our commands and of authority are carried out in your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. The Lord, we lose confusion in amongst their ranks right now and let them turn on each other and attack each other in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father. Just like you did back in 2 Chronicles when they came against each other right then. Lord, we thank you, Father. They are scattered in Jesus' name. Praise God. Glory be to God. We shut down every thought of the enemy against this country. We shut it down right now in the name of Jesus. We bind that prince of power that's doing it and making them do it in Jesus' name. Right now we do. And we cast it all down as null and void. Every curse spoken against this country and against God's people, we cast down in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that these hurricanes out there have already started to dissipate. I don't know where they are or how they're doing, but all I know is what I heard, and I know that you can bring them all down, shut them down, and there won't even be a depression out there, as they call it, in Jesus' name. Yeah, wiped off the radar. Glory to God, that's right. Ain't nothing to them. All right. All right, Lord, like Julie prayed earlier, we thank you, Lord, for equipping the White Hats and Colonel Kurtz up there to clean up that country, North Carolina, to clean them up and get the foul, evil, satanic-ridden FEMA people out of there and the FBI out of there, Lord. And we thank you, Father, for setting those people free. And, Lord, we ask that you put an evangelist in there to start a revival right there amongst these people. And this is a great time to do it, Father God. These people are hurt. They're beat down. And, Lord, what a time for a revival it would be. And I praise you, Father, for doing that. Glory be to God. Let your servants go out there and spread the word. Spread the true gospel of the word. And we praise you, Father, for doing that. Yes, spirit-filled evangelist, not some knucklehead going out there without the Spirit of God. And we thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. A true revival of the Holy Spirit, a revival of repentance, Father, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord, for preparing that person right now, or all those people right now, for going up there and spreading the word of the gospel, the true gospel, with signs and wonders following. Glory be to God, and let the revival of the world start right there in North Carolina. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Whoo, my goodness sakes alive. Yes, thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit running through that country right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Yes, grant that gift of repentance to them and let that revival start right now. Thank you, Sheriff. Glory be to God. Yes, all the miracles that are going to happen. People that didn't have electricity, going to have electricity, don't know how they got it, but they got it. And we thank you for it, Father. But to let this be for your glory, and we thank you for it, Father, that it's not to man's glory, it's to your glory. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. For your humble servants out there, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for sending them up there. On four-wheelers, if you have to, or mules, if you have to. I heard the other day that they sent a pack of mules up there with some supplies. Got them up there, too. Yep. Judy says, many miracles of God manifesting in these little communities, mostly. I don't know if you can even call them town, but that's all right. Praise God. Just let your glory fall, Lord. Ooh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome to go up there and do that. Lord, let your people go up there and do it. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Yeah, Judy.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Father, I thank you for all the people that have been giving and donating and looking for ways to help these people, Lord. And I thank you that every penny, every dime, everything that people have given with the right intention but to the wrong people, that money be taken from them and given to the people who actually need it and who will be responsible and use it wisely. Lord, for their communities in rebuilding and restructuring and whatever is in your perfect plan for these communities, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for taking this money away from these foundations and these places that would misuse funds and giving it to where it needs to go. I thank you and praise you, Lord, for doing it. I thank you, Lord, for giving hearts, Lord, and that there's compassion and there's love for one another and there's testimonies of people just reaching out and coming together and helping each other. And this is it begins with that too, Lord, that, you know, people just really want to help each other. And we know that's your heart, Lord. So I thank you for doing that and bringing the right people together, Lord, to help orchestrate what they need for organization. And even though people are doing this all right now, in a month from now, Lord, that these people are not forgotten and that there's the more supplies would continue to come in as they need them and where they need them. And for getting the power back on there, Lord, where they don't have power and all the necessities, Lord, that, you know, I can't even imagine what all they would need. But if we don't have power, clean water and the things we take for granted every day, Lord, and all of a sudden you have find yourself without, so meet their needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus, because we're asking, Lord, and they're asking and they have needs, Father, and you care for your creation, Lord, the poor and the meek and the broken, Lord, you are close to them. And I praise you, Father, that you are answering these prayers with a yes and amen, and the angels are doing it. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you, Father. It is done. Praise God. Somebody want to pray for Megan? Ben's sister, I believe.
We prayed for them right before we started, Michael, remember?
Okay. Okay, yeah, this was at 7:57. All right, do you have something, Andrew?
Yeah, like he texted me the other day and gave him the gospel again. So I just like to pray for this. Father God, he texted me, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and them that dwell therein. He texted me, Father. He didn't text me. He texted you, Father. He needed some information, and I thank you, Father, that you have given this information. I told him some verses, texted him back. Talked to him today. They're supposed to come over on the weekend for our Thanksgiving here, Father, because it's our Thanksgiving weekend coming up. And I just pray, Father, that they would come over and we have a nice conversation and a nice dinner here. Lord, he needs a lot of help. You know what he needs to have and what he needs to do. He's excited sometimes and sometimes he's not. Lord, take away these drugs, Father, and help my daughter too. I talked to her today, not too long ago, finalized the time and the day for them to come over. And I just pray, Father, that you'd protect my daughter and the baby, and that love would have its victory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Merciful Father, show some mercy and pity here. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for a breakthrough when they come over. In Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit being there and filling them up, Lord. We praise you for that, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Glory be to God. And we destroy every idol in their eyes in Jesus' name. Right now, they're broken, gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're going to see a change in them. Those two. Megan and Zach. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yep. All right, anybody else? Now we can pray for anything now. We've got those hurricanes taken care of. They're gone. They are history. And what I'd like for everybody to do in your prayer time, always be praising and thanking God for that they are gone. All of them. That there's no harm going to be come from any of them. Thank you, Lord, for doing this. All right, anybody got anything else they'd like to pray about? Lord, I thank you for getting provisions up there for everybody that needs them in North Carolina, any place out in Tennessee, East Tennessee, up there in Northeast Tennessee. We praise you, Father, for doing that for those folks up there, too. And down in Georgia and also in Florida, Lord, we thank you for doing all of that. And we thank you, Lord, that cleanup time is here and that you're going to help them get rid of that stuff, Lord. And we praise you and we thank you for that, Father, that they're going to have once again a nice little community, but they're brought together by this disaster and you, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that revival is coming in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. Whew, my goodness sakes alive. I feel the power of God all over this place. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Debbie, go ahead.
Can we pray for Willard?
Okay.
By email. She's emailed me and said he came off his, came off a Foley catheter today so he can put clothes on, no more clothes on. So I just told her that we pray for him tonight. So that's the good news. So Lord, we just lift up Willard to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we declare that by your stripes he is healed, Lord. Thank you, Father, you are imparting faith into him, God, to believe that he's healed, that by your stripes he is healed, Lord God. And so we just claim that for him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that he's got a lot of appointments. This week she's got a lot of appointments with doctor's appointments. So God, I prayed with her, Lord God, that every word that the doctors speak will be words from your mouth, dear God, and there will not be curses upon him, God, but they're all good news, Lord God. We just thank you for that, Lord, that you would just encourage him and Devin in the faith, Lord God, and as they see the work that you're doing in his body, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God, and thank you that he is going to be one to believe, too, Lord God, that by your stripes he is healed. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for granting repentance to him and bringing him into the kingdom all the way. In Jesus' name. Praise you, Father, that is done also. All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Debbie. Where you at, Chuck? Go ahead, Teresa. Can't hear you.
Well,
there we go.
When it was announced that we were going to pray, the scripture that came to my mind was 1 Corinthians 13, and I wasn't quite sure, for what reason. But I think it may be for answers that people are praying for. Here's how I used to pray it over the few months I was, when I was married. So, Andrew, who was Andrew praying for?
He was praying for his daughter.
His daughter, right? And her family? Okay. So, Father, my Heavenly Father, and my Lord Jesus Christ, I use this prayer, 1 Corinthians 13, for Andrew's daughter and her family, that Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you're creating in them, you're working in them, covering them with the blood atonement of Jesus Christ and your workmanship, that they are speaking with the tongues of men and of angels, and they have charity. They are not become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. They have the gift of prophecy. They understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and they have all faith so that they can remove mountains. And they have charity, and therefore they are something. That, Lord, they bestow all that they have to feed each other. They lay their lives down for each other, and they have charity, and it has profited them everything. They have the charity that suffers long and is kind. They have the charity that envies not. They have the charity that vaunts not itself, is not puffed up. They have the charity that does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, and thinks no evil. They have the charity that rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. That rejoices not in sinning, not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, the narrow way of Jesus Christ. They have the charity that bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. They have the charity for each other that never fails, in Jesus' name, in your mighty name, Jesus Christ. And so that was for Andrew's daughter and her family.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is done.
And I feel like God specifically spoke 1 Corinthians 13. And that's how I used to pray it.
Amen. It's a good one. Okay. Anybody else got a prayer? I want to pray for Larry. Larry Bowers, I command this spirit of infirmity to go from him right now in Jesus' name. I command every organ be restored as new. I command his whole body to be restored as new in Jesus' name. And that's to your glory also, Lord. And I praise you, Father, that Larry is healed, that the effects of that stroke has no effect on him in Jesus' name. And I thank you, all symptoms have gone and all pain has gone and all discomfort has gone from his body right now in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that Larry Bowers is healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus and by his stripes. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for Larry. Glory be to God. We confess that he is already healed, delivered, and set free by the blood of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, Winnie. Glory be to God. Anybody else? Lord, I thank you for wonderful provisions into this ministry. And I praise you, Father, that there is no lack in this ministry. We have all provisions, everything that's needed in Jesus' name. And I praise you and I thank you for it, Father, that everybody here on the outreach as part of this ministry has already gotten everything that they need. And I praise you, Lord, that it's going to be our job to keep up the good work of thanking you and praising you for everything that we need, Lord. And I praise you and I glorify you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God forevermore. Whew, my. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, Debbie.
Well, I just wanted to share that, I don't know if you heard, could you hear me last night, Michael, in the meeting? After we, at one of the worship songs, the praise songs?
I heard you.
Did you understand what I was saying?
No. Okay. it sounded like a 78. I mean, it sounded like a 33 and a third on a 78 to me. I'm just saying. Okay. But go ahead. You go ahead.
Well, anyway, there was a real, you know, a real awesome spirit of praise. You spilled it, those, when you said all the bunch of angels came in.
Yep.
And then we sang this one praise song, I don't know which one it was. It was just so full of praise. And and as we were singing that, I don't know how to word it, but I just knew the angels were excited for us, excited with us in the praising of the Lord, but excited for us. And that, and I spoke it out that I said, wow, the angels are standing by in real expectation. They're really full of expectation. They're standing by in expectation. That's all I could say. And I could really feel that. So when you just now prayed that, it reminded me of that. And I think I just claim that there's something for not just our fellowship, but all of UVM, real expectation. They were standing by I could just kind of like see it in my spirit. They were just an anxious expectation of what they know is going to happen. So thank you, Jesus, for whatever it is you're going to do, Lord God. We receive it, Lord, and we expect it too, Lord. We join with the angels, Lord, in this wonderful work you're doing for us, Lord God. And we receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Debbie, what's interesting about that, I don't know. I don't think I related it up there, but I related it to David afterward. I've never seen so many angels in one place like that, all jammed up in that one little room there. There was a bunch of them in there. It was toe to heel.
they planned that concave, I think, to be there.
Yeah. It was awesome. No, I didn't hear that. I didn't know that. Well, that was confirmation then. Praise God.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else? Expectation. That's what hope is. Great expectation. Glory be to God. Go ahead, Joe.
I just want all of you to agree. My son, Ryan, had decided, well, the Lord had drawn him. He decided to get baptized now. He's changing his life. So, just waiting for this weekend. I'm not sure if it's going to be this weekend, but as soon as possible. Just like you all to agree with me for prayer for him. Thank you, Father, for blessing that we have in Ryan. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the grace. As a young son, you drawn him into your kingdom to give him the word, Lord. That would be so awesome for you. See in the kingdom for a time, for a perfect timing before all this gonna happen. Tribulation. Yeah. Well, to be ready for that, Lord God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for guiding me and leading me and all this, Lord. Just don't have to pressurize him, but he decide for himself and you working through him for the glory of your name. Thank you, Father. Bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Joe, I want to just add a little bit too that if I could. Yep. Lord, I thank you that he really doesn't know about the Holy Spirit, but I know and Joe knows, and we thank you, Father, when he goes down and comes back up, he's going to be filled with the Holy Spirit automatically. And we praise you for that, Father. Not only fill him with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that he'll come up with a full language and want to ask his dad, what did I just get through saying? And Joe will be able to tell him. And Father, we thank you for doing that
thank
for
you,
Ryan.
Thank
we thank you, Father, for blessing Ryan immensely when his dad baptizes him. And I thank you, Lord, and when his dad baptizes him, his Father in heaven will baptize him also. With the Holy
thank
Spirit.
You, thank
we praise
Lord.
You for
thank
that,
you
Father.
For
glory
thank
be to
you.
God. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you, Lord. Woo, my. Yes, I believe that's going to happen too. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. What's up, Chuck? Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead,
okay.
Brother.
Yeah, sorry, I was away, and I didn't have my camera, or not my camera, but my microphone pulled
that's
up here.
Okay.
Sorry about that, but I guess everybody already prayed, but I guess I'll just throw in my 2 cent prayer, and
Okay.
But, all right, Lord, we just thank you so much, Father, that you hear the prayers of your people who trust you, who believe you, the people who love you, Lord God. Lord, we just settle ourselves at rest. Hallelujah. Lord, your word tells us to be anxious for nothing, but with everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make our request known unto you. And the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep our heart and mind through Christ Jesus, Lord. Can we keep our eyes on you, Lord God? Because you keep us at perfect peace. We know that we have the dominion and authority over all of the elements, Lord God, because you gave it to us through Jesus Christ. You have taken back what was forfeited unto Satan and given it back to us through Jesus. Hallelujah. Just as Jesus cursed that fig tree and it withered at the root, from the roots up, Lord God, we just thank you that all of this weather modification is being cursed and withering away in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father. But even in this time with all of the fear and havoc, Lord, the people that need to repent, let it be you to cause them to repent, Lord God. Have their eyes open that they may hear you, Lord, that their hearts may be burst open to receive you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We know that the fear of death is one way that really can wake people up. And we thank you, Father. Let the reality of eternity come before them. Hallelujah. I thank you, Father, that you are a good God and you are mighty to save. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just thank you for those, Lord God, who are still suffering right now. We just thank you that you are sending refuge to them, Lord God, even saving so many of those people as well. And I thank you for those who are giving effort to help, Lord God. I thank you that you are making a way that the community can help one another and the government will keep their hand out of it. And all of their corruption, hallelujah, will be turned away. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. So, Lord, I just pray that you would bless us all tonight, Lord God. Bless us all with more of your spirit, more of your word, just all of you transforming our minds, more of your just your presence, Lord, all around us, encouraging us, Lord God, reminding us that you are always on the throne and you have not failed. Hallelujah. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Let me tell you a little story that I heard today. I believe it was on Instagram. This lady was talking about the day before the hurricane, her and her husband went around their property praying against any damage to it at all, around their house, around everything. These were believing Christians. And she even quoted some of the verses that they used. And I wish I could remember the one that I wanted to remember, but Lord, I thank you for it. But anyway, and she said the day of the hurricane, there was two tornadoes that came through there and went around them, you know, and, there was no damage, not even a tree falling on their property from somebody else's property. She said, not one shingle left their roof on their property. And this was in North Carolina. And their house was preserved. Their property was preserved. And that's the power of prayer. That's why it's always essential for us to pray for our stuff and our property and our family. So Lord, I do. I lift up my family. I lift up everybody's family in here in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for your protection upon them. I thank you, Lord, that the ones that are not saved, you're going to bring them in because we got household salvation. And I praise you for it. Father, we have faith to believe that every one of our children and our children's children and our children's children's children in Jesus' name, are all going to be in the kingdom with us, Father, because you're going to get them saved. You're going to do it. You're going to grant repentance to them and bring them in, Lord, and I praise you for that. There's nothing that we can do other than pray and believe. And, Father, we thank you that we're going to keep our flesh out of it, and we're going to put them on the altar, and you're going to bring them in. And we praise you for that, Father. It don't make any difference what we look in the flesh at, what we look in the natural at. We're going to believe that you're going to fulfill what your word says. And I believe it, Lord, in Jesus' name. I don't care what happens to all of my children. I know they're going to be in the kingdom with me forever and ever and ever and ever. And after all the evers, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Anybody else want to pray? This is prayer night. God's listening. We got an open heaven tonight. I know we do. Now, don't go checking on the weather tonight to see if God's going to do what he said he's going to do, because he's already done it. Well, you little devil, you. Get in my trap. Yeah. Sucked him right up, man. Lord of God. Stink bugs. You know what stink bugs are. They like to come in the wintertime. They can't come in this room. Bless God. I'll get them. I'll trap them up. Yeah, I'll zap them. I'll suck them right up into that little old vacuum cleaner. Go ahead, Julie.
No stink bugs will come near your dwelling place. That's in right. The name of Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Or thank any, you, Jesus.
Or any other bugs.
Yeah,
or any other bugs.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Blood of Jesus covers this whole roof, this whole house. And Jesus, this whole mountain. We don't even want stink bugs outside. Go away. In Jesus' name. All right. Anybody else want to pray? Lord, I pray for all the wildlife out there too. The ones that may be trapped, still trapped. Lord, I thank you for breaking them loose. Get your angels out there, Lord. And we ask those angels to go out there and get those horses and cows and whatever else might be trapped. Dogs, cats, what have you. And Lord, we thank you for turning them loose, getting them back home where they belong. In Jesus' name. I heard yesterday, I believe it was, where they had gotten some cats and given to a prison over there, a men's prison over there, to the men to take care of, and it stopped all the fighting and everything. They're all kind of docile now. The cats kind of calmed them down. So, praise God. Praise God for that. You know, it can help. Huh? You know, you got a little friend here, you know. You want to keep. I'd rather have a dog, but that's just me. All right. Anybody else got something they want to share? Anybody got a testimony? Ooh, I got a testimony. Testimony is this. The hurricanes are dead. In Jesus' name. They have died down. They're gone. In Jesus' name. I praise you for that, Father. Florida is saved once again by the Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. You get the praise, Lord, because you're the one to do it. Now, ain't nobody, no man can do that. And we praise you, Father, that you've done it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. They said a bunch of people down around Tampa and Clearwater and some other places down in that area left out. There's nobody around. They left out. They went north. All right. Lord, I pray for the stirrups, and I thank you, Father, for that little baby, Kayla. I thank you, Father, for blessing her and blessing Shoshana, blessing Elisha, blessing Obadiah. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, that you're making a mighty man of God out of Obadiah and Elisha, and a mighty woman of God out of Shoshana and Kayla. And we praise you, Father, for this wonderful little family. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory be to God. Anybody else? Yeah, Teresa, go ahead. I see you.
Terry is doing great.
Great. Awesome. You muted yourself. You muted yourself.
He calls me every once in a while, and he called my younger son, Jesse, as well. And it's so good to hear him back. You know, to hear it. I mean, I'm trying to find the words to explain it. It's just, it's so good to hear his voice again, to hear he's back again. You know, he's back to himself again. Well, I would say better, you know, he's back to Jesus working in him. The Heavenly Father's working in him and just restoring him, raising him up. And, you know, when he talks to you and when he talks to Jesse, he's like, whoa, you know, this is wonderful. And so he's doing great. You know, God's restoring him. So God's, you know, God raised, you know, I was listening to your prayer. I recorded your prayers on a phone that I have, and I was listening to them today, and I was just weeping because you know, because of what God did for him. I was just weeping. So, because it's so good. It's such a blessing. The mercy that God showed Terry and just raised him up and healed him and got him back. Restored. So amen. I just want to say he's doing great.
Amen. Lord, we thank you that your work is not finished in him either. He's going to be a mighty man of God. We praise you for that, Father.
That's Lord, for sure. God.
Amen.
He's going to be a mighty, he is a mighty man of God. Amen. It's working in him already.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else? Just a little side note here. I heard that Elvis is for Trump now. Praise God. What are you shaking your head for, Missy? I see that. Negative thinking. Yeah, live right there in Benton, Arkansas. That's Elvis Presley. He said he's a MAGA man. All right, anybody else? I meant to go down and see him when I was home, but I didn't get a chance to. I was too busy doing other things. Or when I was at my other house, let me put it that way. Here's my home right here. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else want to pray? Don't give up this chance to pray and have a bunch of people believing with you, because this is a faith-filled group here. Go ahead, Missy.
I like to pray about this rift that's been between my mom and dad and Matt and Megan. It's really more my mom.
Okay.
It just breaks my heart that the last two birthdays, I'm pretty sure my mom and dad were not invited. And my mom, it's like, I feel like I'm caught in the middle. My mom asking me, what, have you heard anything? Well, I think, it's like, they said it was going to be this week and that, or whatever, and stuff like that. And my mom really doesn't understand that what she did wasn't right. And I know she doesn't know. It's like, the enemy was really trying to get me to say something to her.
I miss it. Let me stop you here. Why don't you just go ahead and pray for it? And the details didn't make a whole lot of difference to it. It'd be better.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Yeah. So, Father, I just ask you to bring this rift to an end. I ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And that... that everyone see their wrongs in it, and you show them, Lord, and grant them repentance, Lord, and that there be peace, love, and joy in their hearts for one another, Lord. And I command this spirit of faction out of the midst in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, for reconciliation in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Full restoration in Jesus' name. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you, Lord, for complete love in this family once again in Jesus' Amen. Name. From the top all the way down in the name of Jesus. Thank Amen. You, Father, for a miracle here. And we're going to hear the great report, the great testimony that Missy's going to have In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Woohoo! Forgiveness. Yeah. Amen. All right. Lord, I just pray that for all of us, that any rift in our families be gone in Jesus' name. All rifts in our family be gone. That's R-I-F-T. In our family be gone in Jesus' name. Any unforgiveness be gone in Jesus' name. You don't have a right in here. We command you to leave our families in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for love, fellowship amongst everybody in our families, Lord. In Jesus' name, that nobody, I ask, Lord, that you take everyone that has unforgiveness in their heart back to a timeline where they didn't have it, bring them back, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it's going to be an awesome reunion the next time we all get together, in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God.
I would like to add to that.
Okay, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, Lord, I also pray that just for the, our ministry and our local fellowship and anybody who ever comes to fellowship locally, Lord. I thank you just for peace among everybody, Lord God. Hearts of understanding, hallelujah. Heart to love and encourage one another. We just cast away all spirit of any sort of competition or, Lord, any sort of rejection that would cause anybody to feel as though, you know, they are not good enough or, you know, that somebody else might be better than them. Lord, we just thank you just for, Lord, just everybody being, so to speak, in their own lane, just growing in you, being a part of the body, being as effective as you have given us to be. Hallelujah. The word tells us to do what we are to do by faith. Do it in faith in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Father. Those who prophesy, let them prophesy. Those who are givers, let them be good givers. Hallelujah. Let them do as they have gift to do in Jesus' name, and that we may all grow and that we may all be imparted from one another good things in Jesus' name. So I thank you, Father, that we are one body working together for the greater purpose of Christ to be shown to the world and for the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Chuck. That's a good one. Thank you, Father. I believe it, Lord, and I believe it's going to be happening even as we speak. You've already started it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for bringing down all the faction sites on YouTube and anywhere else in Jesus' name. Every one of them be gone in Jesus' name. Amen. And we thank you, Lord, that everybody who has gone on there and received that factious spirit, you take them back to the good timeline, bring them back where they don't even remember it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah, Julie.
Father, I thank you for all our brothers and sisters in Christ that you are restoring and bringing back into the body, Lord, a more humble and better servant, better disciple. Better brothers and sisters, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for doing that in all of us, Lord, giving us your grace to be humble and to be your servants and to serve you for your kingdom, Lord, and to do what we've been called to do and to know our place in the kingdom, Lord, and just to do what you've given us to do. And, as Chuck was praying, it's like we don't compare ourselves to anybody, Lord, we just, you put it in us what to do, and we do it, Lord. And I thank you for restoring everybody, Lord, to who they're supposed to be and where they're supposed to be in the body. And we look forward to that day, Lord, and our brothers and sisters come back. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord. That's going to be true for everybody listening to. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. You got a couple of angels sitting behind you, Debbie, right now. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you do. Praise God. Yeah, Debbie.
Well, I have a prayer request. You know, it's almost Thanksgiving, and all the stuff that's going on out there, but we're praying against it all, and they want to go to my family in Illinois, and they want me to come. And I tell them, well, Lord willing, I'll be there. I know my family. I know my kids. And they're thinking, Lord willing. Okay, come, Lord willing, you know. But at the same time, we're praying and believing for God to just dispel all this stuff. But then I got to thinking, I think about all these illegal aliens that they're allowed in and maybe flooding the airports, and then fear wants to come into me. So I want to go, but I just need prayer to know what, I don't know, to believe. I don't know. I'll just pray. Lord, if you want me to go, God, you'll open the door. And I pray that you will just fill me with the faith and trust that you're with me and you will keep me, Lord. And we're believing too anyway, God, that you're going to come against all this stuff, Lord God. And then many of these people will be sent back, Lord. There will be no danger in any way, Lord God, for anybody, Lord God. And I just pray for that time, God, if there's a view, Lord, that you're going to make the way. And if it's not of you, God, that they will understand, that my kids will see and they will know what's going on, if things are still happening at that time, Lord, where it's just not a good time to travel, Lord. And perhaps maybe you'll ground flights or something, Lord, make it very obvious to them. But, Lord, just have your way, God, and make it peaceful with them if I'm not to go, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Thought just came to me, Debbie. A thought just came to me. Why don't you make you up some good cards, beautiful little cards, and invite them to come here for Thanksgiving?
Sorry.
I saw you roll your eyes.
I did roll my eyes. I didn't
Oh, boy. I know. I've done that before. I said, y'all come out here. Y'all just come on out here. I'm going to have Thanksgiving here. Now, if y'all want to join me, so come on out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the thought occurred to me that, you know, God could shut that door, and just because it'll be the times of darkness and martial law and that kind of thing, and nobody's going to be going anywhere. You know, so Lord, we just pray for your will to be made known, and that you give Debbie peace no matter what your decision is, Lord, that she knows that she's surrendered this to you, and you'll show her. And all fear, threat, and anxiety and stress and nervousness and uncertainty and doubts, you all have to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for giving Debbie the ability to hear you clearly. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father, for that. That's what I do too, Debbie. I always tell him, I said, Lord willing, I'll be there. But if he's not willing, I ain't coming. All right, anyone else? Hey, how come y'all got a Thanksgiving now, Andrew? Can I come up here?
I was just thinking double Thanksgiving for me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we have ours in October because I guess all the farmers bring their food in by October. And these guys have a longer farming time over there. And I know it's a historical thing for America. But
yeah.
I think we borrowed it, but he said we better put it in October so that, you know, if any Canadians marry Americans, then they can have two Thanksgivings.
That'd be awesome.
I'm sure that happens a lot over the border. Like,
I bet it does. Do you, is turkey one of the main dishes?
Well, I'm supposed to be doing it here, so I'm not. I don't know how to make a turkey, so I'm just going to get some chicken breast and chicken thighs. Put them in the oven.
Yeah, that'll work. I'll bet they'll eat them.
Yeah, they'll eat them, yeah. Zach and Megan's supposed to come over. 5.5 of us.
How you do that?
Well, Megan's pregnant.
So. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, that's right.
So, Zach, Megan, Then his girlfriend might come over, Karen, and me, of course. I don't know. I might make up for the other half.
Well, I was thinking you and Ben both could probably make up for a couple of them.
Oh, man. So I noticed, like, Ben's not here, so I just want to pray for Ben.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. I don't know if Ben is involved in anything right now. He's usually on Tuesday nights, so I pray for him, Lord, that you would be with him if he's in depth in study or whatever he's doing, Lord, if he's serving you somewhere. And I pray, Lord, that you would be with him, give him the words to say, and help him along, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for being with Ben all the time. Lord, he's a fine man. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Anyone else? Yeah, Julie.
Heavenly Father, I pray that you would continue to draw us ever closer to you as we abide in you, Lord, and seek your face and seek to know you more and to just draw us, Lord, and help us to say no to the distractions and help us, Lord, to be attentive to your voice, to be still before you, to be listening for you and seeking, Lord, your direction in these days. Put your prayers in our hearts, Lord, on how to pray in these uncertain times that we, you know, we're facing. They're uncertain just because we don't know everything, Lord, like you do. But they are uncertain times, Lord. But we know this, the soon coming man child is about to take place. And, we all want to be ready. We want all the reward that you have for us. We want to fulfill every plan and purpose that you have for each and every one of us, God. And we want to be where you want us to be. And so thank you, Lord, for doing your work of grace and maturing us and anointing your men, Lord, to be the strong spiritual leaders they need to be for your kingdom, for the church, that they're going to be leading the church, Lord, that they're the strong spiritual leaders for their family as the head, Lord, and that they are filled with more knowledge, wisdom, understanding, revelations of your word, deeper knowledge, deeper, just a deeper bond, closer bond with you, Lord. And I thank you for uniting your people, Lord, together in unity and oneness, Lord, one faith, that we're always in the same spirit, Lord, that we're always setting aside everything else to make you a priority, that love would increase and abound in each and every one of us for one another. Here you're uniting our hearts to be one with you, to be one with each other, and that the enemy can't stop that. And we thank you, Lord, that there will be no more division within our midst, Father. There's only going to be more of a strong spiritual bond with all of us, God. I thank you for what you're doing and what you're preparing us for, that we be accounted worthy, each and every one of us, Lord, to be accounted worthy, escape these things that are about to take place, Lord, and making us to be the strong, strong in you and, empty of ourselves, Lord, so we can be full of all of your goodness, your glory, your divine nature, and that these things will be manifesting in us more and more, and they be evident, all of us, Lord, that we would see the growth in each and every one of us, Lord, and take notice that Jesus is in each and every one of us. I thank you and praise you, Lord, for your great and mighty work that you're doing in us. We don't deserve it, Lord, but we thank you for the faith that you put in us, Lord, to believe that we see Jesus in them, and that we see Jesus in our brothers and sisters in Christ, that we know no man after the flesh. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We don't. We're just in awe of you, Lord, and your plans for these days, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping us to be lifting each other up at all times, lifting up Brother David and Brother Michael and all of the men in this body, Lord, to be who they're supposed to be. That we need them to be leaders, Lord, as you called them to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, that prayer will be answered as well. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, anybody else? We got just a few minutes left. Lord, I thank you for this wonderful fellowship of believers here. UBM Outreach Believers. They're just as part of, as much a part of this ministry as the locals here, Lord. More so in a lot of ways. Father, we thank you for them. We thank you, Father, for blessing them with provisions, protection, love, and a humble heart, Lord. We praise you for that, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the dreams and visions that you give out also. And Lord, let the gifts be an operation in everybody that wants them, Lord. And I praise you and I thank you for that. And I thank you, Lord, that everyone here is going to be a blessing to somebody tonight or tomorrow in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that Jesus is always with us. And that we talk to, every one of us talks to and keeps him, and keeps him company, as the old boy was talking about. We want Jesus to feel at home. And Father, we thank you for placing that in our heart, placing it in our heart to bring him along wherever we go. I just invite him, come Lord Jesus, let's go. And he'll come. He'll go with you. He'll even ask you, yes, I'll go. I said, he told me once, he said, I'm waiting on you, Michael. I said, oh my, yeah, I'm coming, Lord. I'm going to get my shoes on. And here we go. Praise God. I thank you, Father, for doing that for all of us. That we just utilize you as our best friend, which you are. Not only that, Lord, you take care of us too. You protect us and keep us, provide for us. You do all the things necessary to keep us in line with your word, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit too, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that like we was talking about the other day, I thank you, Lord, that I wake up every morning with a roof over my head and clothes on my back, food on the table, gas in the truck. And I thank you, Lord, that the word's coming out of my mouth too. In Jesus' name. And I pray that for everybody in this fellowship that's listening or is here. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Everybody here is a friend of yours. We like it that way. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for waking up Missy. I thought your eyes were closed. Boy, you heard that, didn't you? Okay. Oh, me. I just had to get one in on you, Missy. All right, we're about out of time. Lord bless Fudge, too. And Merle. And all of our spouses, in Jesus' name. Bless Cheryl down there in Texas. Bless her socks off, Lord. And put some new clean ones on her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Barbara. And we praise you for doing that, Lord. Blessing Josie. Blessing Josie. And Joe Britt, my old buddy, that I'm going to be seeing here soon. Thank you, Lord, for doing that. Blessing Andrew and Benjamin and all of their clan, too, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for blessing Teresa and Terry and Jesse. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for blessing Julie and all her clan, too, in Jesus' name. And blessing Missy and Merle. And their clan as well. And we praise you and we thank you for it, Father. And Cheryl, did I miss Cheryl? I think I got you. But Cheryl, we thank you, Lord, for blessing her too, Lord, blessing her with provisions and protection and salvation for her family. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Looks like we're out of time. God bless y'all. If I can remember what to do here. Thank you, Lord. I got the mind of Christ. Praise God forevermore. Yep. Good night, y'all. Bless you.